for the Chick-fil-A. Hit that ring!
If this was happening on the East Coast, if this is on Fraser Island or Whitsundays on the Great Barrier Reef, the whole of the East Coast of Australia would be complaining. Probably the whole world would be complaining. But because this development is beginning right up on the far northwest of the Kimberley, nobody in Australia knows about it.
Crocodile farmer and conservationist Malcolm Douglas is spearheading a campaign to protect the Kimberley coast from being carved up by mining companies.
The Kimberley is special to me because I really believe that it is one of the greatest wilderness areas left in the world. And if these plants go ahead without careful management, we're going to lose one of Australia's greatest national assets for all time.
There's billions of dollars in oil and gas reserves off the coast. There are several large projects in the pipeline. The front runner is Japanese company INPEX, which wants to build a processing plant on an uninhabited island. The archipelago is a highlight for cruise boats, but this time there was something unusual on the tour itinerary when passengers from three luxury vessels targeted the gas company's drill rig. The rig crew was ashore having lunch when a phalanx of dinghies moved into the bay and hung protest banners on the structure. Malcolm Douglas.
Please, we are stakeholders. We live in the Kimberleys. We've got a message for the state and federal government. We're not stopping development. We just want development in a different place. We don't want them to wreck this pristine environment. Look, behind us, they're drilling on the reef here now. At low tide, this is a beautiful, pristine coral reef. I'm devastated.
Tourists pay thousands of dollars to see the spectacular Kimberley coast, and it was this looming threat to his livelihood that sparked boat owner Mark Stothard to act.
Well, we've never done it before. We've been cruising the area for 20 years. Protesting isn't one of our gigs, but we're very passionate about the Kimberley and the future of cruising the Kimberley and to leave it as it is. You can just imagine if this whole area becomes a whole mining mecca. We've got nothing to show off anymore.
Mark Stothard's boat True North is one in a flotilla of cruise ships that generate an estimated $250 million annually. He says he and his passengers are gobsmacked at the number of mines planned for the isolated area.
If you're coming there saying this is wilderness miles away from anywhere and all of a sudden there's a million pipes and jetties and God knows what else, well, no, it's not wilderness anymore, is it?
Cruise passenger Sally Campbell from Perth agrees.
We've all remarked on just how unbelievable this whole coastline is. And to think that it could be wrecked by any sort of gas plant, I just think it's criminal.
INPEX declined an interview but did release a statement describing the protesters as scaremongering. But protest organiser Richard Costin believes that the Marret Island gas plant is the start of a series of industrial projects up and down the coastline.
One of the big things just in relation to the Marret Islands is we're right adjacent to the Mitchell Plateau. At the moment there's 7,200 square kilometres of tenements being pegged over the Mitchell Plateau, which is basically 15% of the area. If the oil and gas goes ahead on the Marret Islands, this will provide cheap energy for the bauxite proposal to go ahead. And what that'll mean is that those tenements will be strip mined to a depth of probably 3 to 5 metres. And it'll have a complete devastating effect on the Mitchell Plateau.
The protest was not supported by the Kimberley Land Council, which, on behalf of traditional owners, is negotiating a deal with INPEX.
Traditional owners are not participating in the protest. Traditional owners in the Oungoo claim, part of Wannabal Gumbra people, we want to see the opportunities that can come from developing an LNG plant. We're going to move forward very quickly. We have instructions to sign off on a negotiation protocol with INPEX. To negotiate the possibility of establishing an LNG facility on the Marret Islands.
Wayne Bergman says the traditional owners, who last visited the islands for ceremonial purposes in the 1940s, believe the project can give them a secure economic future.
Traditional owners would be looking at a whole range of packages, including employment, training, business opportunities, financial compensation, land management opportunities, perhaps carbon abatements, carbon offsets, a whole way in which to re-look at how we could create our own economic independence.
Wildlife photographer Richard Costin thinks the environmental cost is too great. There's an estimated 3,000 humpback whales which breed and calve in the area, and he says they'll be disrupted by a massive increase in shipping.
Each boat's got its own individual sound signature, and the whales are very sensitive to that, especially during the calving times. The mothers, they always try to shield the calves and keep them away from noise, so when the boats come through, quite often they'll go down or just move away from where the activity is. On the other hand though, you can be sitting quietly in a boat, just in a bay, and the humpbacks are really quite inquisitive, and quite often they'll come up and just lay alongside the boat and not be disturbed. But the noise of the boat and the movement of the boat through the calving grounds will have a major impact on the whales.
For the former crocodile hunter turned conservationist, Malcolm Douglas, the Kimberley wilderness is more valuable than a couple of decades of mining royalties.
I do feel a spiritual connection with the country. I actually feel responsible for looking after this country now, because I came up here as a young person. I came up here in the early 70s on one of the old pearling luggers. I've made films about the country. I've exposed the country to a lot of people.
We've got animals up here that are found nowhere else in the world. I want to hold this whole area, not for myself, but for my kids, my grandkids and my great-grandchildren.